Of course, it might be useful sometimes, when he was busy in the next room, not to have to go upstairs for a handkerchief or a more comfortable coat.
I see, yes.
He was walking round the room as he answered, and he was lifting the top of the linen basket which stood near the wash-basin, and glanced in.
He seems to have come in here for a collar lately.
Bill peered in. There was one collar at the bottom of the basket.
Yes, I dare say he would, he agreed. If he suddenly found that the one he was wearing was uncomfortable, or a little bit dirty or something. He was very finicking.
Antony leant over and picked it out.
It must have been uncomfortable this time, he said, after examining it carefully. It couldn't very well be cleaner.
He dropped it back again.
Anyway, he did come in here sometimes?
Oh, yes, rather.
Yes, but what did Cayley come in for so secretly?
What did he want to shut the door for?
Said Bill.
That's what I don't understand. You couldn't have seen him anyhow.
No, so it follows that I might have heard him. He was going to do something which he didn't want me to hear.
By Jove, that's it! Said Bill eagerly.
Yes, but what?
Bill frowned hopefully to himself, but no inspiration came.